morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy Mother Effing Tuesday. I want to come on here and say the week's going to go by fast, but I honestly have no fucking clue. I tell you what does suck, and it's crazy because I didn't even think about talking about it on Monday. So my dog's been a little shit, and I don't mean to call him a little shit like that, but I'm going to call him a little shit like that because my poor carpets, my poor carpets. See, my dog, for those of you who've been listening for a long time, it's the same dog that I've been yelling at here and there, or he'll do something and you can hear him in the background where you used to. It's not like that anymore. I think it's like, well, the first few episodes, it's like you could hear him because when I would record, it would be like in the same exact room, and he would have his water in that room and you'd be able to hear him slurping his water. And you, of course, you'd hear me say certain things to him, or you'd hear me mention it. But yeah, man, so he's getting up there in the years, because it wasn't technically my dog before. It was my nephew's dog that my sister got. And he named him Brandon, which is a weird name for a dog. I don't know if there's any other Brandons in the world that's of the canine variety. But yeah, he's been getting up there in age, and he has pancreatitis now, which fucking sucks. Yeah, I think he's had it for maybe like the better part of three, 4 years, maybe. I believe that's right, 3 or 4 years. And yeah, so it basically, he's been, he would poop blood at first, and it was really crazy. I know for those of you who didn't come here for this, I'm sorry, it'll be quick. But yeah, he's just, it's one of those situations where he won't have any control. It's almost like diarrhea for humans, just a little bit worse. And it's not his fault. You know, it happens, and there'll be times where it flares up, because it happened, like I said, about three and a half, 4 years ago. And when it happened, it was just like the worst. But so over time now, it'll be like an allergy flare up, you know, for humans. So for them, what'll happen is he'll start feeling sick, and then his stomach will be all weird. And then next thing you know, he'll be lethargic, and then he'll start moving around, start crying, and then he'll poop, and it'll just come out, just squirt shit. And it's the suckiest thing, because once it gets on the carpet, you know, then you gotta really go in. So it becomes an ordeal. And the reason I say that is basically for what I'm going to talk about today, is because things tend to get harder in life, and you technically have to deal with the shit. And you can either choose to let it overtake you, or you can be the one to decide what happens or how you move about it. So I should probably do my sign on before I get right into it. So if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh so beneficial daily dose. That was the weirdest way to open up a daily dose. I'm sorry for those who did not want to hear that last part. But regardless of the fact, within each and every one of our lives, we will have to deal with something. Something within our lives is all, I'm sorry, I can't just say something, you know, in particular like that, because if you just say it in a general state, it's going to be like, oh, one thing is going to get hard. No, it's a lot of things going to get hard. Whatever you decide to pursue in life, the closer you get to achieving something, the harder it's always going to get. You know, it's that main resistance. You know, it's the same thing you do when you lift weights. You know, as you get stronger, that weight gets easier. So you have to put on more weight for that resistance, and it's going to get harder. But the thing is, Sometimes, just like when something gets too easy for you as far as weight-wise, you have to decide to put that weight on. And that's what I mean by being able to decide whether you're going to move forward and push through what you have to push through and deal with it, or just decide to say, no, I'm not doing it. But you have to be the one to put your feet to the fire. And that's the main thing, is that you have to be the one to decide that, because if you allow yourself to get complacent and you say, you know what, I'm good right here, or you're too busy waiting for that next opportunity or that next bit of resistance to happen on its own, you'll be waiting for way longer than you need to, when you can actually put yourself in that position to deal with that resistance, to be the person that deals with that adversity, to put yourself in a position to where you are in control of that. And that's ultimately what you want to do. Sometimes you have to stop being so scared or worried about what could potentially go wrong and get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Because that's what's going to, that's going to be the necessary thing that needs to happen. That's what separates a lot of people. Well, a lot of success stories. That's what compares a lot of success stories to a lot of stories of failure. There's that big difference, because the ones that end up in failure are the ones that decided to wait, are the ones that decided to not put their foots to to put their feet to the fire. My gosh. It's just one of those situations. And that's the mentality that you have to have when you want something. You have to be willing to go further than the person that wants exactly what you have. You have to be willing to endure what somebody else isn't willing to endure. You have to be willing to go where somebody else isn't willing to go. And the moment that you understand it, and the moment that you do that, things become a lot clearer. And the more comfortable you get with the uncomfortable, the easier it is for you to be able to put your feet to the fire at a moment's notice, to be able to allow that resistance to take control, and you to be the driving force of that. So that was very contradictory, but you know, it is what it is. We got it. Regardless of the fact, you need to always be the one to add that resistance, to put your feet to the fire, to not wait, to not get complacent, to not worry about what anybody else would do in that situation. Worry about what you would do, and then match that, and then match that, and then match that, and keep matching it, because you have to know your own limitations so that way you can go past those. And that's why I say match that, because if you understand yourself, then you know, okay, well, I'm here, and I know that this is my line right here. So I need to push myself past this line. And then once you get comfortable with that, then push yourself past that line, and so on and so forth. So moving forward, understand that if you allow yourself to put your feet to the fire at any given time, you'll always come out better for it. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Get out there and get those tingly toes burning. That's a stupid way to say that, but you know what I mean. And until next time, you beautiful, beautiful people. Salud.